Well, doesn't matter. Let's begin. Hi, welcome to the Global Black Caucus Power to the People podcast. I'm Angela Fobbs, the chair of the Global Black Caucus, and with me today is Adrian George, my podcast partner and also a DNC member for Democrats Abroad.
Isam from Sweden.
And we have two special guests today. We have Luisa Cardona and Jason Estevez. They are both in Georgia, and Luisa is with the Warnock campaign, and Jason is with the Democratic Party in Georgia. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes, it's really great to have you here. Wow. We have so much to talk about today. So Adrian, why don't you let's get started.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so excited that you guys are here. Luisa, when Angela asked me, Adrian, who do you know in Georgia, you know, from the Democratic Party that could talk to us? And so I reached out to Jason. I went to my DNC list, reached out to Jason, and he came back and I said, maybe somebody from one of the campaigns. He's like, I can represent Georgia Party. And he said, Luisa's just been appointed to the Warnock campaign for Latinx. So today is all about the Hispanic vote in Georgia. We're so glad that you're here. And I'm going to say ladies first. Luisa, do you mind?
Of course.
Taking it all? I'm all for that.
Happy to do so. Well, yeah, I was very excited to join the campaign. I will say that I had been asking around, I think like a lot of us, you know, when are we going to start this outreach plan? And then it always comes down to, well, if you're asking, it means that the person needs to be you. And I was very excited to do it. My family's originally from Colombia, but I immigrated to the United States when I was 5. So I've been here my whole life. I naturalized here. And it was really interesting because the officer that helped me naturalize was also one that I helped represent other clients in front of later on. So it's really a full circle. And I definitely see it as a full circle to be here and to be in this role where, as someone who knocked on doors before I was eligible to vote, to now be in this role and to now be encouraging civic participation on a broad scale throughout our state and helping inform all of our Latinx, Latino, Latina voters throughout our state of what's at stake in this election and why it's so important for them to participate in this process.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? You reminded me to say something before we forget. You know, if you're an American overseas, you can vote, and you're a Georgia voter, you can vote in this election, even if you didn't vote in November because maybe you weren't 18 yet, but you're going to be 18 by January 5th, get registered by the 7th. But Democrats Abroad has a nonpartisan voter registration website called Vote From Abroad. And we have it in Spanish language. So voteframabroad.org/ES. And you can get everything you need in the Spanish language. But Luisa, tell me, educate me, what's the difference between Latinx and Hispanic? What am I saying the right thing? Can I use it interchangeably?
So there is a difference between, it's a complicated question, Marty.
I was about to say, if Luisa knows this answer, then she needs to be paid $1 billion.
I know that there's a difference between Latinos and Hispanics. So Latinos includes Latin America, pretty much. It also includes Brazil, where they speak Portuguese. Whereas when you're talking about Hispanic, you're speaking about Spanish speakers. But when it comes to using Latino or Latina or Latinx, I will say I think it's a matter of preference.
Okay, so I don't offend anyone because I know Democrats Abroad, we have an Hispanic caucus that does a lot of outreach. And I know it was some debate with them what they were going to be named, just like I'm in the Black caucus. And they're like, should it be the African-American caucus? You know, I know, but I, as a person of color, I want to make sure I'm addressing my other people of color in the title that they want to be addressed in. So what do you do with the Warnock campaign?
Whew. Well, it's been a whirlwind of a few weeks. I will tell you that yesterday we actually had an event where Reverend Warnock came out to a Latino shopping center owned by a man who owns this with his whole family, opened it over 25 years ago. He now has multiple shopping centers. And these shopping centers are not just a hub of like a market, but it's really a way for other entrepreneurs, Latino entrepreneurs, to get started because he rents out smaller spaces within these. So it's helped multiple businesses flourish. So we walked Reverend Warnock through this center where he was able to really talk one-on-one with, you know, Latinos on the ground, Latino entrepreneurs, and understand from them what they were going through. The biggest question he asked was obviously, how did COVID impact your businesses? And he went to a mechanic shop. He went to a bakery. We went to a grocery store. We went to a Honduran restaurant, all within this shopping center where he was able to engage with all of these voters. And I will say that the overwhelming message was, wow, we can't believe that you're here actually listening to what we as a Latino community have to say. And we sincerely appreciate that, you know, you're here to listen and you're here to talk to us. As well as I think a lot of the immigrant story is, you know, COVID was hard, but we're getting through it. We're strong. And we're going to get through this, but it would be great to have someone who could support us in getting through this pandemic. And that was one of the events that we just did yesterday, but we have a full-scale plan of events pretty much daily to do outreach of parties, of lit drop, of really getting ads out there in Spanish and English and all platforms and newspapers and TV. Bringing in top name surrogates, pretty much anything that you could think of. We're working on it. If we haven't thought about it, please email me and let us know. Because right now with, I think we have 35 days left, we are trying to do everything we possibly can. And the outpour of support from volunteers, from around the country, around the world has been incredible. And we will absolutely take all the help we can get.
Yeah, that's really great. I guess you of course, I'm sure you've met Reverend Warnock. When I see him on, you know, videos and on his Facebook page, he seems like a really warm and caring person. Is that how you would assess him?
Absolutely. He engages so directly with people and really wants to hear their story and connect to it. That was a big part for him. You know, his dad, yesterday he talked about his dad was also a businessman, that he came from a very large family, as Latinos do, that hard work and an education was so important to him and to his family. And it really comes through, as well as his love for tacos and Mexican bread and ceviche. I think we can all also agree on that it's delicious.
He sounds like a really great guy. I hope we get a chance to meet him in the future after he wins the election. You know, the two people that Reverend Warnock and John Ossoff are running against, from how they appear from over here, is they appear like they're greedy, money grubbing, only concerned for themselves, and basically uninterested in the welfare of the people of Georgia or the United States. Would you say that's a fair assessment for the person overseas? I mean, all we can do is read the newspaper and see what's on the news and things like that, but they don't seem like good people to me.
Well, how would you contrast Warnock with them, with either one of them?
You know, I'll say our campaign is really focused on what we can do for the people and what Reverend Warnock can do to serve. He sees the role as being a public servant, and he wants to be a public servant for all the people of Georgia. This is not about him getting ahead. This is not about gaining more power. This is about continuing his service for community. And that's how we see it. And that's what we're focusing on. You'll see a lot of negative ads coming out from the other side. And we're really focused on telling people what we can do for them, how we want to listen, how we want to work alongside with them to get through this pandemic. And that's what we're focused on as a campaign. I can't really speak to their tactics on the other side. I know I have my personal opinions. As I'm sure we all do, but I can tell you that we are focused on doing the work for the people.
Louisa, you are too nice, but you did the company line, you did the campaign line, which is great. Angela, if I can add in there, just from the Please. Democratic Party of Georgia perspective, I think your characterization of the two Senate candidates on the Republican side are correct. They're more out for themselves than they are for the people of Georgia. You have two senatorial candidates in David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who is Reverend Warnock's opponent, who have both been investigated for insider trading and unethical training by both their Senate colleagues and the Department of Justice, because they traded potentially based on information that they had received from private Senate briefings. Both of them have been investigated in that way. You have Kelly Loeffler's friends who have benefited from federal programs of the pandemic, relief programs, when there are Georgian small businesses, like the one that Louisa mentioned, that are struggling across the state. You have small businesses that are closing, you have restaurants that are closing, you have kids that are not being educated in person, they're being educated virtually because of a botched response to the pandemic. And then you have two senators who have done nothing but vouch for Trump. And I think that's the biggest thing that people should take away about these two senators is that they have done nothing but stand behind Trump. And on November 3rd, Georgians rejected Trump, and they voted for the first time in 28 years for a Democratic presidential nominee and flipped the state. So Georgians, as we look to this January 5th election, we have to make sure that we communicate the fact that these senators are no different than Trump. And if we rejected Trump in November, we have to reject Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in January and before, because voting, like y'all have mentioned, has started already.
That's right. That's right. What is it, like, I don't know, how many days until the last day to vote? 35 days.
Yeah, voting ends on January 5th. It's already started for Americans abroad. And when does in-person early voting, or when did it start for people back home in Georgia? Could they mail it in early, or I know early voting starts next?
Yeah, so early voting starts December 14th in Georgia. You can vote now if you want to vote by absentee ballot. If you've gotten an absentee ballot, which they started to be mailed out a couple weeks ago, so people have received absentee ballots already. But that early voting period in person begins on December 14th.
Well, yeah, Angela and I are good for telling people to make a voting plan. And to run through the deadlines again, okay, December 5th is the last day, 7th, I'm sorry, is the last day to register to vote. Say you're 17 and you think you missed, you know, the big election of the century. No, if you're a Georgian, you still get to be an important player in this election. You know, the whole world, Georgia's sexy now. Whole world is looking at Georgia. You know, we're waiting to see what's going to happen.
We've always been sexy.
Now the whole world knows it. That's right. Now the whole world knows it. So, you know, 17, get in the game. If you're going to be 18 by January 5th, if you didn't vote for whatever reason, you weren't registered, it's not too late December 7th. Then January 5th is the deadline to do it in person. January 8th, if you're an overseas voter or an absentee voter in Georgia, right? It's the last day to cure your ballot. And that means if there's a problem with your signature or something, you know. So track your ballot. If you live overseas, you have to mail it back. Angela, don't we have help for people?
That's right. If you're an overseas voter, we have online in-person help on Zoom on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And they're at really super convenient times. If you click the link, you'll go into a Zoom room, and then they'll take you into a breakout room, so you don't have to speak about your issues in front of everyone. You can talk to one person privately. So whatever your problem is, or whatever you need help with in voting, even if it's just, how do I send this back properly? Because that was an issue in the general election. We had a lot of people that, you know, the issue of naked ballots, you know, the idea of putting the ballot into a separate envelope and then putting that envelope into another envelope so it's actually counted. So don't send your ballot back naked. If you have any questions, please go to our Zoom help, or you can also on votefromabroad.org, there's a chat bubble on every page that you're at. You can just click that bubble and ask a question and someone will answer you. The other issue that comes up quite frequently if people are trying to get registered, if they might have trouble with their local election office, if you have trouble, like you're trying to register in Georgia, and I know this, I have had someone close to me try to register to vote in Georgia, and where they lived was a military base that's no longer there. And they couldn't find an address, you know, because the buildings are no longer there. And it was always just, I think it was like Fort McPherson or something like that. So you can go to our voter protection and they will help you work with the local election office. So that's voterprotection@democratsabroad.org. And we have some really great people.
Super. They live and breathe this stuff.
That's right. They love helping voters. So please don't let any of the challenges that you might encounter keep you from voting. And just one more thing on this subject. Adrian mentioned the people that are turning 18 before January 5th. Well, if you, for some reason, were a resident or a citizen of Georgia and you didn't vote in the general election in November, please go register to vote now. You have until Monday. Don't wait.
And you know what? You reminded me of something else, Angela. We had a call last night about Georgia. I think the figures was it 26,000 Georgians who live abroad requested their absentee ballot. And I believe, was it 19 or 17?
19,000 sent them back, yeah.
So for those, that gap of people who didn't send it back, or say you sent it back too late, or gosh knows what happens, because everybody's mail is messed up. That's why we need to get you to do it now. You can maybe download your ballot right now from the Georgia website, or go to votefromabroad.org and request it. You know, that'll put you through to the place to request it, get it sent in by email. But don't go through all the trouble and then miss out because it's a day late.
This is super important. We have two great candidates that are going to make a huge difference in America. We have our opportunity to change the tide of America. So we need to take it. So if you're a Georgia voter and for some reason you didn't send your ballot back, hey, get your ballot for this election and send it back now. Yeah. Don't wait. Just, you know, we're suggesting to people, if they wait past
don't even do that,
to use a courier service like FedEx or DHL to get it back there. And that is working pretty well at this time, pretty fast. I've heard people say it took like 2 days to get back.
Yeah.
So, but still don't wait, do it now. Cause Christmas is coming. So is winter. But it's.
So the mail is going to get clogged and it's already slow. I got a letter the other day that came from the States, and it was postmarked November 13th. And I got it yesterday, December 2nd.
Oh, wow.
So, wow. But Louisa, what about the Latinx voter? How many of you, who do you need to reach? How was the turnout for Biden?
Yeah, I mean, our turnout rates are increasing dramatically, and you know, Georgia's immigrant and Latinx population is a new population. It's growing. We have a lot of youth. We have a lot of those 18-year-old voters that you guys are talking about. And we are going to throw them the biggest party ever once we win this election. So please, as you guys said, remember to vote. So we are about 5% of Georgia's eligible voters, 307 to 7,000. About 250,000 of those are registered to vote. Which is a big increase from the previous election, and 185,000 cast a ballot in this last election. 69% of that was for Biden. And we want to get that entire 69% to come back out and vote for Warnock and Ossoff this time around. So we're excited. The numbers are there. The Latinx and Hispanic population is increasing and growing at a daily rate because I said we have such a young population. So it is really just an exciting time where you're really going to see the strength of the Latino political power in Georgia, and I would say throughout the South.
Yeah.
So it's exciting, and also to encourage anyone who is abroad, but you have friends, family, frenemies, doesn't matter, let them know about this election that it's coming up. And if they have voter issues, we also have a voter protection hotline, which, like you said, it is absolutely amazing. People live and breathe. Our Georgia voter protection team is one of the largest in the country. And so please take advantage of all the resources at that disposal. It's 1-888-730-5816. And they can help in multiple languages.
So, oh, wow. Sounds like, awesome. You know what, Jason, what, you know, some of the things I've been hearing is, you know, it's always low turnout with runoffs and stuff like this. People have got voter fatigue. You know, our election cycle is what, like 3 years long? You know, what do you think we can do to encourage people? And what are the Georgia Democrats doing to drill home how important it is to vote again?
Well, look, what we're focused on is making sure that people know how to exercise their right. But I'll tell you, people here in Georgia are excited. They know that they made history in November, and that they have the opportunity to deliver the U.S. Senate in January. So for many of us here in the state, this is exciting. For a lot of the hardcore Democrats, like Adrian, you and Angela are, this is decades in the making. Yeah. In Georgia, we've been working on the ground for many years, from organizers to the party to just individuals working together to try to flip this state, and to finally have done it for the president was a huge accomplishment. But we were able to do that only, as Louisa mentioned, with the AAPI, the Hispanic young voters, increase in turnout among Black voters in Metro Atlanta in particular. I mean, there's a broad coalition of people that turned out for Joe Biden, and they have seen the impact that they make. Just to give you, and Kamala Harris as well. but just to give you an example, my brother, who is much younger than I am, he turned 21 just a couple years ago, he's 23 this year. But before the general election deadline, he was at my house and I asked him whether what his plan was to vote. And the way he looked at me, I could tell that there was a problem. And I was like, okay, where's your precinct? And again, he was kind of like, oh, you know, I'm like, no. I pulled out my phone, I checked whether he was registered, and he was not.
Oh my God.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing for me. I'm a local elected official. I'm on the school board. I'm a officer of the Democratic Party of Georgia. Like, how could this be that my 23-year-old brother is not registered? So I registered him immediately. And I made sure, I was like, make sure that you vote. And I started texting him when the early voting deadline opened. Opportunities open. I texted him every day until he voted. And I know he voted because he FaceTimed me from the precinct and it was like, I'm here. And I was like, okay, show me where you're at. And he showed me. I was like, okay,
yeah, the right
go
one.
In there and vote. I was like, go in there and vote. And then he brought out that Georgia sticker, that Georgia peach. Mm-hmm. And he FaceTimed me again. And he said, I voted. I congratulated him. And then the day after the election, he texted me and said, is Biden going to win Georgia? And I said, it's looking good. A week later, he texted me again and said, did Biden win Georgia? He's not watching the news. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, Biden has won Georgia. And he responded to me and said, my vote swung the state.
That's right. That's right. Now you have a voter for life because he made a difference.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what's at stake in this election. This is not an election that will be decided by a margin of hundreds of thousands of votes. This is going to be decided by tens of thousands, hundreds. So every single vote counts, whether you're abroad or in Georgia. Everyone, even y'all, need to be checking with your siblings, with your cousins, with your family members, just to make sure they have their vote. They have a plan to vote, that they're registered. And then follow up with them, because every vote is going to matter.
Jason, let me ask you something, because we talked with one of our colleagues in Germany who's a Georgia voter, and he talked to his mother, who's an elder, and he said she didn't realize that she had to vote again. So you mentioned, you know, the younger community. What about the older community? How can we help? You say reach out. Is it enough to call grandma, or is there a plan?
It is not enough to call grandma, but it certainly helps. So not only is it important for individuals to contact their family members, but as a party, and I know as the campaigns, Louisa and others are working on making sure that we're communicating to voters what the deadlines and what the opportunities to vote are. The Democratic Party of Georgia, we're doing that via radio. We're doing that with TV ads. We're doing that in multiple languages. And we're lit dropping in areas, safe canvassing because of COVID, to make sure that people know, particularly those seniors, young people and seniors. Seniors are typically the more reliable voters, but they also need to know when the election is.
Go on, Jason.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, because the churches aren't operating as normal, and that would be a big support to that community. But I want you to finish what you were going to say, and also tell us how you can canvass safely in COVID.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things we've been focused on, particularly with communities of color and immigrant communities, like the Latino and AAPI communities, is making sure, like your example, Adrian, that they know that there's a runoff election. Mm-hmm. Because in a lot of countries, runoff elections are kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Like, why have a run? In fact, Luisa, you can fact check me on this. I don't even think there's a word for runoff in Spanish.
No, we're just going to use tiebreaker from fútbol. We're just kind of making up words to try to explain what's happening.
So it's really weird. I have friends who are immigrants from other countries who have told me, well, why hasn't this been decided? There's a vote. So why does there need to be a runoff? So some of this stuff is trying to inform and educate voters who may not understand the need for a runoff in Georgia, because that's also somewhat unique to specific states and specific races.
Yes.
So we have to make sure we communicate that on a broader scale, but nothing beats that individual contact from folks. Adrian, your question as far as how do you canvass safely, you know, a lot of it is relying on lit drops. So dropping literature off at people's houses versus knocking on their door and handing it to them and talking to them face to face. You're just dropping it off at their home. Another is, of course, ensuring that you're wearing masks when you're communicating, that you're socially distancing from other people. But what we've learned in this election nationwide, but also in Georgia, is that nothing beats that face-to-face contact. So to the extent that we can see voters.
Mask to mask.
Not face-to-face, it's mask to mask. But to the extent that we can actually show up at people's neighborhoods where they shop, and at least from a distance of the sidewalk of where they live, and answer any questions, that makes a huge difference. And again, in an election where it's going to be decided by a slim margin, every vote counts. So that face-to-face interaction goes a long way.
How's the weather there? Is it warm enough that you can hang out at the entrance at the grocery store or the mall? It's freezing where I am.
Yeah, it's freezing here too.
We would say it's cold, but
oh my God, but it's not cold. Really cold, is it? No, it's just not 80 degrees. No,
I'm glad Louisa said it. I was great. I'm like, it's cold.
Think it's cold. It's not like you get frostbite going outside cold, which I know you guys probably experience. But I don't think this discourages people from, especially our passionate field team, our passionate organizers, to really, you know, go out there and have it be heard. And the good thing is your mask covers your nose.
Yeah.
So it stay a little warmer.
What did you learn with the, when you were turning out the vote for Biden, that you're going to use to turn out the vote for Warnock and Ossoff? You know, what worked? Because something worked. You guys did it. So what are you going to build on?
I think that what really worked was not a like a magical campaign strategy. I think it was the years on the ground organizing by local organizations, the voter registration, increasing those numbers. It's a long game. It's a long-term plan. It's really putting in the time full scale. And I would say really speaking directly to these constituent groups, especially Latinos, that really matters. That really matters. Like I said, when Reverend Warnock was out there yesterday, them seeing and saying, wow, like you're here talking to us because you think that what we have to say matters. Even though because of social distancing, we only had about 25 business owners there, I can guarantee you that the people that they talk to will be impacted more than billions of dollars in ads, right? And so having that one-on-one conversation, mask to mask, face to face, text to text, FaceTime to FaceTime, is really what's going to make that difference. But we're trying to do everything we can and really leveraging all the incredible work that organizations have done here for years.
Wow.
I think that's exactly right. And look, there's a lot at stake with this election. We can't send Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to Washington with a Senate that will undermine everything they do, that will undermine their agenda, which Georgians voted for. So we have to make sure that we apply those strategies that Louisa talked about to make sure that people know that this election is just as big, if not bigger, than the election we just voted in November.
You know what, Jason, what you said just really resonated with me. Georgians voted for Biden and Kamala to get the job done. So if we don't get the Senate done, if they don't come back again, and who would have thought it would have come down to Georgia to win the Senate?
But we thought it.
We knew it.
You knew it. You know, I think it's incredible. And it's, you know, the job is almost done. And, you know, I saw the hashtag somewhere, I can't take credit for it, but the reach a peach, you know, we're trying to reach every peach, you know, from that, you know, just because you're not in Georgia doesn't mean you're not a Georgian, wherever you are. We had somebody vote from the space station this year, didn't we, Angela?
Yes, that's right. So you can vote from, you can vote from Europe, you know, like it's not that hard.
Asia, Africa, you know, the Pacific, you know, wherever you are, we're a global organization in all regions. And you can be a Georgian that's temporarily you're out of state for whatever reason. You can do that absentee ballot as long as you're a Georgia resident, a Georgia, I don't know if you can say citizen, you have the right to vote in Georgia. Some people think that they have to be in person and go to the poll on that day. No. You can do the mail ballot. You can start voting early. This is COVID. Be safe and make a plan. Starts with checking to make sure that you're registered to vote. Some people think they're registered to vote, but they're not. Make sure you're registered to vote. If you're going to be 18 by January 5th, register to vote. Get that ballot in. If you're voting from overseas, mail it today as expeditiously as possible. Check on the voter website for Georgia that ballot's received. You can track it, make sure it's accepted. If it's a problem with it, find out what it is so you have time to cure your ballot. And then what's the next deadline after January 8th? Is it January 20th? We don't know when I was gonna say that's inauguration day, but we don't know when the Senate results will be announced. It's hard to predict, isn't it?
After this election, who knows when that will be announced?
Who knows how many times will have to be counted in order for people to accept that they are actual legitimate, you know, results.
And you know what? Correct. Shout out to the Georgia poll workers and ballot counters. They did a phenomenal job, you know, the first time, the second time, and they're gearing up. Thank you to the U.S. Postal Service. They got all those ballots in despite the challenges.
Let's thank the judge that put that, the order for them to get the ballots in, because as we know, Louis DeJoy is a menace to our post office. Yes, he is no joy, and he's destroying the post office, but we still, thanks to all the postal workers, we still managed to get.
And thanks to the guy that's on the news, if you look at CNN or BBC, who's saying this is ridiculous, this was not a fixed election, stop with all the nonsense, it's distracting. you know, he's a Republican. Thanks for standing up and saying what's right. You know, thanks to every Georgian who voted, every organizer. Louisa said that, and Jason explained, this has been a long game. You guys have been working on this for years. Thank you for this. You know, the work, the results are phenomenal. As you said, who would have thought that Georgia would be blue after 20 something years? So let's get it all the way blue. You know, one thing I like is seeing that Ossoff and I don't know, and I asked Angela yesterday, are they photoshopping that? But you see Ossoff and Warnock together campaigning with the vote. I was like, isn't that photoshopped? I just thought that they're actually out there doing it together.
Oh, absolutely. We collaborate a lot and the DNC is leading a lot of those efforts, but we know that this is a joint effort. And we always knew Georgia could turn blue. And we want the entire nation and the world to know that this is not the last election cycle that the country needs to invest in Georgia. It needs to continue on because Democratic voters are here and deserve to be heard.
Jason, yes. What's at stake for Georgia with the Georgia Senate? Like, why is having these Democratic senators not just important for the balance of power in the states, but what can they do for Georgians?
Well, look, not only can they make sure that, so two answers to your question, Adrian. One is just the practical significance behind the election of two US senators who are Democrats. That means that Georgia Democrats, people with progressive values, can actually win in the state. And that's something that I think all of us need those moral victories, because that signals that, hey, in 2022, someone like Stacey Abrams can be elected governor. And in local elections up and down the ballot, Democrats can win as long as we organize and stick true to our values. So that's the first thing that this win would do for Georgia. But the most important thing that this win would do for Georgia is it would allow the Biden and Harris administration to push their agenda forward. So that means affordable and accessible health insurance. It means funding our public education system. It means fixing our broken immigration system. It means climate change initiatives that preserves our world for today and tomorrow. So it means a lot of things for Georgians that impact us each and every day. We've had dozens of rural hospitals close because our state refused to expand Medicaid. A Biden-Harris administration that would expand access to medical insurance would help provide those rural Georgians with that health insurance that they need. And not only that, but help those local medical facilities stay open because they would have patients that have insurance. So there's a lot of good reason to make sure that Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff are elected in January to make sure that Georgians live in a better Georgia.
Great, that's wonderful. Let's get that done so that we can all live in have a better United States to come home to. Definitely. Louisa, we talked a lot about the campaign, but how did you get into working in organizing or campaigning for different candidates?
I think it was just in my blood. In Colombia, my grandfather was actually the ambassador for Colombia. And my family always taught me to serve. So I would say, I mean, I started with Young Democrats before I was a naturalized citizen, knocking on doors, because to me, there is absolutely nothing more exciting than civic participation. It really, like, it to me, it's like, wow, this is, the United States is such an amazing country. And it's not just because it's a country where you can come and, you know, be an immigrant and become an American in that same space, right? I know in other countries, it can take generations. And for the United States is like, after a year or two, you can say, I am an American, regardless of what your papers say, because that is what you feel and what you live and how you're received by this country. And that civic participation and voting and having your voice heard through the political process is one of those incredible things that you can do regardless of your status. I mean, look at Dreamers and everything that they did without being able to cast a ballot. I mean, it's imperative upon all of us, not just Hispanic and Latino communities, to make sure that their voices are heard through the ballot, because they've done so much organizing on their own already, and we need to take it to the finish line.
Awesome. Yes, we need to help everybody get to the finish line so we can all win. For real, really. I think it's so important that all these various coalitions of people of color are working together or working towards the same thing so that we can have a decent life. Jason, you mentioned that you were elected, you said you were elected to the school board in Atlanta or
yes.
Somewhere else. What is your role with the Democratic Party?
Yeah, so I'm chair of the Atlanta Public Schools Board of Education, and was first elected in 2014, and serving my second term as a board member. And
amazing job as a constituent.
trying to. I appreciate it. But my role as a Democrat, I've been involved in politics for a while, even before being elected. I've been and still on boards of some of the civic organizations, civic engagement organizations that Luisa mentioned, like Galeo, the Georgia Association of Latino Elected Officials, who has worked for almost two decades to register Latinos across the state. And all of that engagement and involvement helped drive me towards the party's work of making sure that we are organizing from a broader level and bringing out as many Democrats to vote in these elections as possible. And 2 years ago ran to be the treasurer of the state Democratic Party. So that's my position now. I'm an officer of the party. My name is on all the financial disclosures that we submit to the FEC and to the State Ethics Committee Commission. And I also, as an officer of the party, helped to drive the direction of the Democratic Party. So that's my role, and it's been great. It's been a great couple of years. Who knew we would have flipped Georgia? Again, we knew. We were working hard, but we also knew that we were going to do it. The only way to do it was with the help of the grassroots, and I want to again shout them out. I know Stacey Abrams gets a lot of the credit, and she deserves all her flowers for sure. But you know, at the end of the day, also she will also tell you that there were organizers who have been working for many years, and they deserve this victory just as much as she does. But at the same time, that they also know that work is not done. All of us opened our eyes the day after we realized that Georgia had flipped and turned blue, and thought about the fact that we still had a lot more work to be done before January 5th, from the state party all and the candidates on down to those grassroots organizations. And we're going to continue to work together to make sure we get the same result come January.
You know what, after hearing about all of the work both of you guys are doing, I'm starting to feel guilty because, you know, you spent an hour with us. It's almost 9 in the morning. I know you guys got a lot of work to do. Is there anything last word? We want to give you the last words because we thank you so much. And we promise to continue to try to reach overseas Georgians. Is there any last words that you want to say before you guys get back to work?
I think I would just reiterate what Jason mentioned with the story of his brother, that you should absolutely check on every single family member, every single friend that you have living in Georgia, and ask them what their plan is. Send them links. Be that annoying person, because you know what? It's going to be worse if you weren't, and that was the few votes that we lost. I'm sure, Jason, what, you're 27 since your brother's 21?
Essentially, yes. That's a good estimate. Let's keep it there.
I mean, for especially for Latino voters in Georgia, as I mentioned, our electorate is so young. 44% of 2016 voters were first-time voters. Wow. And so really emphasizing that messaging of that, hey, there's an election coming up. This is how you check your status. This is how you submit it. And having that one-on-one engagement. Don't just repost on social media. Send that direct message. Send that, you know, that text, that WhatsApp, whatever you need to do to say, you know what, I was that annoying person for the last 24 hours, but I made sure that everyone in my network, everyone in my circle knew how valuable and important this was, because we really can't do it without those one-on-one conversations.
Yes, 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 definitely send a Facebook message, send a WhatsApp, send a text message, send an email, whatever you can do to communicate with those in your circle that vote in Georgia. Even especially, here's an idea that kind of bore fruit for me, is I put something out on my page about Georgia, and then I discovered that I have all these people who vote in Georgia. You know, normally I don't ask people what state they vote in unless it's directly related to Democrats abroad or something. But I realized that I have several people in my circle that are Georgia natives that vote there. So you just have to keep asking. Someone will pop up. It'll surprise you. Someone who maybe hadn't even thought about voting, and they'll, you know, you can help them get registered. So it's really great. You guys, thank you so much for all your hard work. Thanks to everybody in Georgia who voted to bring us to this point. Honestly, I wasn't sure whether Georgia would flip. I mean, just to be honest, it was a pleasant surprise, but after 2018 with Stacey Abrams, I thought, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. So luckily it was good.
We put in the work.
Yes, you guys definitely put in the work. And thank you so much. Adrian, you're on mute, dear.
I'm muted. Jason, yeah. I was going to say the work is definitely showed. Jason, since Louisa got the first word, we'll give you the last word.
The only thing I will do is I will remind people of the deadlines and some additional resources. To check your registration, make sure you're registered. You can Google, search for My MVP Voter, and the link will come up for you to search whether you're registered or not to vote. And if you aren't registered, that same link will take you to register. You have until December 7th, just a few more days, to make sure that you and your family and your friends and your colleagues are registered. After that, between now and then, you can obviously vote absentee, but if you'd like to vote in person, that starts December 14th. If you are voting absentee, the recommendation, unless you're voting abroad, of course, you can use the mail, but the recommendation here in Georgia is if you're voting absentee, please use those drop boxes that are in each county where you can take your absentee ballot and drop it into a box that is secure and safe and ensure that your vote is counted. On that same My MVP Voter website here in Georgia, you can track your absentee ballot. So whether you're abroad or local, if you've submitted an absentee ballot, that website will give you your status as far as what's happening with your absentee ballot. If you'd rather vote in person, that starts December 14th. And the last day to vote in person is January 5th. Again, you could check for early voting locations and your precinct on My MVP Voter website. So again, you can Google that. If you have any issues, the phone number 1-888-730-5816, or you can go to georgiademocrat.org and find resources there. Wish us luck.
Good luck.
Let's get this win.
Good luck. God bless. Angela, are we going to end or let them go?
Yes, we can let them go. I just want to let everybody know that all the links that we spoke about for Vote From Abroad, for the Georgia website, to get
and
help.
And that phone number?
It's, and the phone number I have to put in afterwards. I didn't have that number, but I will put it in the podcast show notes, but it will be on all the videos since we're live. It's in the header or the for all the video on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So you can just get those links and register to vote, download your ballot, get voter help, whatever. It's all there.
We love you, Georgia. Thank you for flipping blue. We love you. We know you can do this for the Senate. We're rooting for you.
We are.
And let's do this.
Yes.
Thanks so much for coming, you guys.
Bye. Thanks so much
for
coming.
It was an honor. It was an honor and a pleasure. It was an honor.
Thank you.
Angela, wow, I'm always inspired after we have these conversations with people, but to hear from them in Georgia, what they're doing, you know, it gives me even more hope.
Yes.
And I hope it's inspired some more people that, especially those 17 year olds. And to hear Louisa say that in 2016, that large percentage of Latino voters were first time voters. So, yes. You know,
we have a lot of possibilities, and hopefully everyone that's abroad and at home will go ahead and vote, and let's knock this out. Let's, you know, move on from the era of, you know,
the vote doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. That's right. Don't be apathetic, because it does matter. This is why we're here now, because it does matter. And we wouldn't be doing all this stuff if it didn't matter.
Well, you know what? Didn't Jason say every vote matters, because it's not going to be like this big, you know, like 100,000 votes going to make a difference. It's going to be like the thousands or the hundreds of votes that's going to put the winner over the finish line. So that's even, you know, for whatever reason,
every vote counts.
Like you didn't vote in November, you know, I don't even want to go there and think about that. But if you didn't, and this is something else that people may not know, it wasn't a prerequisite that you voted in November for you to vote in January.
That's right.
Start voting for the January 5th deadline.
That's right. You get a chance at redemption if for some reason you didn't vote.
Yes. So that's not, you know, if you didn't vote in November and you could, that doesn't count you out for this election that ends on January 5th. You still get to vote. So if you're from abroad, go to votefromabroad.org, you know, /ES if you want that link, that information in Spanish. Angela, it's not today, but tomorrow there's going to be in live help.
This is Thursday.
So there is
live help today. It's today. Actually going on right now.
Okay.
It's going on right now.
Stop listening to us. Go get help if you need help.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you can wait 5 minutes till we're done. But but you can get live help today, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday every week into the election. I don't know how that's going to be handled during the actual Christmas week and New Year's Eve week, but probably there will be people there. So, but get help now. Don't wait till the week of New Year's Eve to get help.
Please.
Do it now, please.
No, if you didn't get it done by Thanksgiving, Angela gave you the Black Friday. Okay. If you haven't gotten it done by Black Friday, you know, that's for the people that need to register. You're running out of time. I'm looking at it, it's December 3rd.
Yeah.
You got 4 days to get this done.
Much time left.
And if you're abroad, make sure that you request your ballot to be sent to you via email, because you're going to have to print it out, sign it, and post it back. You're going to have to mail it back, and you're going to have to do it the fastest way that you can afford. Whether that's, I don't know if there's still some courier discounts available. Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know if there's any discounts available, but I believe if there's a website that's also in the header of the live videos and on the podcast show notes, that there are still, I think, on the DA website, there's a list of, I think DHL is still available, but I think, and I'm not 100% sure that FedEx is over, but just check it out. Yeah. And, you know,
we can't do everything for you. You're going to have to check that out.
Yeah, you're going to have to, you're going to have to check it out yourself.
Encourage you to get it done right away, because, you know, mail is iffy. Christmas stuff. But just remember that, you know, even though you get your email back, I mean, you get your ballot back in email, don't think you can email it back for Georgia. You cannot. You have to physically mail it. So we encourage you to do that today as soon as possible. And it starts with, like you say, if even if you voted in November and you don't have your ballot, check and make sure that they sent it to you, right? You can do that on the Georgia site.
You can just download your ballot and then print it off and then vote real quick. In some counties, some of the 136 counties in Georgia, I'm still
second
astounded
only to
by
Texas.
That. Yeah, I'm still astounded by that. Like, Georgia's not that big to have so many counties. But yeah, you can just print it off, vote real quick. Some of the other counties have a couple of other elections on them, but it doesn't matter. Mark the D and then keep it rolling.
That's right. Don't leave anything empty on your ballot. No. DDD. But that's right. Some of them have some other things going on.
Yeah.
Depending on your county.
Some of them have a few other elections going on.
And don't just vote for Warnock and not for Ossoff.
You got to vote for both. Please.
It's a pair.
It's super important.
I was talking to my cousin. He said, I'm going to vote for Warnock. And I was like, well, or did he say I'm going to vote for Ossoff? I like Ossoff. And I was like, okay, you know, there are two.
Yeah.
Senators, it's not just one, and they're not running against each other.
No,
don't
they're
get confused
not.
With that.
You just need to mark both of them down, Ossoff, Warnock, and let's win this.
Yeah, they're not running against each other. You can vote for both. This is unusual. We understand that might be a little confusing. So you vote for, you know, OW, Ossoff, Warnock, if you want to do alphabetical order, however, and the other, if there's any other Democrat. On your ballot.
Well, Ossoff is in the normal election and Warnock is in the special election as far as the seat, because the seat that Warnock is running for, the person retired or something like that in the middle of his term. I guess he couldn't stand Donald Trump, so he had to get away. Forget it. I'm done.
He stepped off. Well, you know what? We honor you because now you're giving us a place to flip your seat.
Enjoy your retirement, whoever you were. I can't remember your name and it's not important anyway.
No, it's not. But thank you for giving us the opportunity to flip your seat. So Georgians, you know, we're trying to reach a peach. You know, the whole world's watching. Angela, anything else that happened today we should mention? What was that thing yesterday you were telling me about? Did we listen to it? It was something that you were going to listen to.
Oh, I think you put it yeah, into the it podcast. Was. It was this guy, this Republican, asking all the Republicans to please stop threatening him, the other people that work in the election.
Yeah.
Also, stop threatening his wife, and they have to have security now. Really,
that's sad.
It is sad. It's just an election, you know. I don't understand why some people always have to resort to violence because actually they're not resorting to violence. They're resorting to threats.
No one has
actually tried anything yet, but sooner or later, if you have enough people calling for violence, there's always going to be some person who'll be like, yeah, violence. Let's do it now.
Well, you know what, guys, you know what? Voting is very American. It's the crux of our democracy. So every Georgian that can vote, make sure you do it, make a plan. Like Jason said, you can start in person if you really want to go in person on December 14th, but you can also do absentee. And he said, you can take it to one of those drop boxes that are going to be around in your county. So you can check on the Georgia website to see where your closest drop box is. The main thing is that we want you to be safe. Because Corona hasn't gone anywhere. So be safe. Like Louisa saying, you know, they're doing mask to mask, you know, when they're going to talk to people and hang out at a safe distance, whether it's on your sidewalk or in front of, you know, where you work or your shopping center, you know, where you gather, because we know talking to people works. So talk to every Georgian you know, talk to everyone you know and see if they know a Georgian. And encourage them to talk to the Georgian, talk to your younger brother like Jason did, talk to your mom like Derek did. Don't assume anything. This is confusing. It's been a confusing year. So we can understand.
It's been a confusing 4 years.
It's been a really confusing 4 years. Yeah. So I can understand if you know, and if you don't have any questions, come to the live help, Angela said. Jason and Louisa gave us 800 numbers for people in Georgia. So that help is there for you as well. Angela, I can't think of anything else to say except cue up the
So everybody, this is normally just a audio podcast, but this was a special occasion because of our great guest.
What, let me ask you something. No, I realize how pathetic my plant looks in the back. Doesn't it?
Oh, that's a plant? Bad? Oh, I'm sorry.
What did you think next time?
I don't know what it was. Yeah, put next the pretty time, one in the place.
Because I remember Louisa had that gorgeous palm, and then Jason had all those windows. He looks like he lives in the woods or something.
I know. I was like, where does he live?
And even you got some ivy or something.
Oh, that's a lamp.
Is it?
That it looks gorgeous. Wait, let's see if we can turn it a little bit. It's a lamp that the flower, you know.
Leaves?
Not the leaves, but the little bulbs on the inside of the flower light up.
Oh, they light up. Oh, that's gorgeous. Well, you know what, guys? You know, I'm trying to save it. You can see where I trimmed down this is still, anyway, I noticed it feels like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yes. But good callback. No.
I just noticed that. So I don't know when the next time we're going to do a video, one of these.
It'll be a while before we do a video again.
Better on audio.
Yeah. Hopefully you won't see us back on video until Black History Month, when we have our Black History Marathon on February 6th from 9 a.m. CET until I'm not sure when, but it's going to be awesome.
Whoa, that sounds exciting. Okay, I better get some rest now.
Yeah, get some rest, definitely.
We do have a guest tomorrow.
That's right, we have a guest tomorrow.
Organizer on the ground in Savannah.
LaToya Brannon.
Yeah, said she can, I asked her how early can you come? And she's like, we've got lit drop. I got to organize some people to do some work and I can come to you after that. So we can hear about what she's doing. And the take a temperature check on what's happening in Savannah and meet more people that are really working hard to make a difference.
That's right. So if you'd like to hear the rest of our episodes with our Georgia on the Mind series, you can listen to Power to the People podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, and on Podomatic. So
we're everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Oh, and check out Democrats Abroad on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and YouTube.
Yes, we're wherever you want to be. So check us out. And in this case, I guess we'll sign off here. And
gorgeous today, by the way, with those gold things. I wanted to see.
I'm so tired of being boring all the time.
Oh, please. You know? That's the last thing you are, is boring. But
you just don't know. This COVID, I'm not even sure I can like be a normal human being again that like gets up every morning and puts on their clothes.
This is me doing my best because we had guests. I did my Kamala t-shirt. I was like, that's allowed. And
yeah.
We'll tell you what else I did that I don't normally do. But
yeah. Well, thank you. No. I just put a couple beads in my hair.
Well, they look great. That was. That's your goddess. You channeled goddess today. Yeah, so thanks for that.
Trying to look a little bit like not so boring. I'm sure my husband probably appreciates it too. It's better sort of me dragging around the house in my yoga pants and a tank top all the time.
Peel them off. Okay, I'm queuing up the the second.
We gotta
time.
Go.
This
is the end. Thank you everybody for watching and listening, and we will see you or if you can hear us in the future. Everybody, ciao.
Georgia, a song of you, comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.